Hello.
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 Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Here we are.
Is this room echoey?
No.
Why do I kind of hear you?
Maybe it's not turned down.
No, it is. Do you hear you?
Nope, I don't.
Do I sound weird? Okay, well, welcome back to the Strawberry Monk Pod.
This welcome, is episode guys. 9.
Georgia, that's 9 weeks in a row.
Yeah. 9 weeks.
Yeah, kind of.
I can feel it.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
I really thought we'd have our room ready to go, but it's not ready. So
our next episode, will have video for sure. Hopefully it's showing our new podcast room, which Deanna is working on right now.
We are very excited about that, but we've had the crazy week because we moved into our new office, which is so gorge. I'm so obsessed with it. We thought it would take us like 5 days to move into it, but we actually managed to get all done in two days.
So last time we moved offices, we got some more space, and I feel like it took us a while. It was very unorganized. And I just feel like we made a lot of mistakes in that move. So now I almost feel like we learned from those mistakes, and I feel like it was a very seamless move. I was really on top of like where I wanted everything, and it was organized perfectly. And
it would be nice if you could hire someone to do it though.
Yeah, I know. It's hard though, because I just feel like at the end of the day, I would rather just do it myself.
Yeah, we're kind of finding that it's hard to find people that can actually get the job done the way that we can do it. It's true. Like, we need to hire people. We need to, like, grow our team. Yeah, but it's really difficult finding people. We're slowly growing.
But I think that...
Like, Sid, usually for a business, if you're working on... Like, you don't have, like, 20 hats on and you're doing, like, the move. You're doing the design. You're doing the accounting. Like, the fact that we don't have someone that could help us move as well, like, that's pretty wild.
I know, but look how good the move was. So it took 2 days. So,
but it's not hard to do. Like, it's not hard for someone to do that. But I'd rather just like
have that complete and be seamless and exactly how I want it, than like hire someone, explain it, they kind of do it, and then I go in and fix it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was dusty too. It was so dusty.
Like one of the most seamless things we've done.
I'm so excited. Today we have our table. We ordered like this beautiful stone kind of like boardroom slash kitchen table that's coming. It's like oval. It's so cute.
In an hour.
Yeah, it's supposed to get here at 3, but I am like a pro now. I need to show you where the loading docks are, because this building has like 7 different loading docks, 100 different entrances.
Yeah, we need to do a whole tour.
It's been really confusing finding these little guys, but I don't know how they're going to get it up to our floor either.
Yeah, it's Sid. That's so, something I'm like kind of nervous about, but I am excited to see it. I have to say, like, I feel like the vibes around the office lately have been super just like up and up.
I think so too. Right,
like everyone's been really cheerful. This move has been really exciting, and I feel like
we're entering into our busy season, so it's really exciting.
I know, I felt like it was such a cool moment. Like, we kind of moved the whole office, and then Deanna did see it before, so she kind of helped us there, but everyone else hadn't seen it yet, so they came in Monday morning and we got to like show them the space, and it was so cool because I felt like they were as excited as we were for like a whole new view and stuff.
Well, of course.
And then Georgia also did an Easter egg hunt.
Yes, I did. I hid the eggs everywhere. People were like running around. We have like a couple new people that just joined our team, and they're pretty shy. But the second I was like, on your marks, get set, go. Did you see her sprinting to get those eggs?
She was ready to go.
So my ID was expired, so I had to go to ICBC and get it renewed. It said November 2024 expiration. As you know, in Canada, we have ICBC. I think in America, you guys have something else. But I go wait in line for 2 hours. Finally, they call my number. There's like 100 people in this place because I went to the downtown location. And she's like, excuse me, miss, your ID is not expired right now. And I was just like... Can you please whisper that?
Like, this was everyone, like a 4-hour ordeal.
Everyone was looking behind me. The reason that I was stressed is because I was trying to rent a Hertz car for when we go to Palm Springs, and I couldn't rent it because they said my ID was expired. So technically it's Hertz.
They said it was expired.
That's how this all started. Yeah.
Okay, so they kind of like manipulated you.
They did. They completely tricked me. So thank God I went in. Like, geez, it's such a busy time too. Like, if you move, you know, whether you're moving a kitchen or you're moving your office, like, it's just the busiest thing. So to throw in like having to get my ID renewed within, because we only have 4 days until we're leaving, like it's just, it was crazy. So good news is,
you almost should have just continued though and got it renewed.
You can't renew it until it's expired. What she said to me. Yeah, and there I was like reapplying my lip gloss because she's gonna be taking a photo of me and stuff. Like I just, it's like an idiot.
Yeah, that's why we were gonna record the podcast earlier. She's like, I have to get my ID fixed.
Yeah, so that's taken care of, thank goodness. But I was a little bit nervous because I thought maybe you'd have to get another test taken, like a driver's test, not just get your photo done. But no, you don't have to
do that. Do you think that you'd pass if you got another driver's test?
Probably not.
Do you actually think that?
I'm a good driver, but I don't know how to drive like a nerd. Like they want you to follow all the specific rules and stuff. Does that make sense? If I had to do the written test, no way I'd pass that. But you know what? The girl at the office of ICBC, because I sat there for 2 hours, right? So I saw every single person walk in and the girl at the front desk talked to each of them. And she was so negative. She was such a negative Nancy. Like there was this one guy that came up to her and he was struggling to communicate to her a little bit. But she's like, I'm here. I need to renew my license. And she was like, do you have an appointment?
Was she playing dumb kind of?
Yeah. And he's like, no, I don't. She said, well, book one. And he's like, how do I book one? She's like, points to the sign and like he gets kind of kicked out of the line. I felt so bad for him. Then the next girl comes over and she's like, hi, I need to renew my like exact same thing. And she like put her in line, signed her up for an appointment, like did the whole thing. And I mean, I guess I don't know what it's like. Like maybe she's sitting there for 8 hours a day dealing with
like
this.
Customer service can be like a lot.
It's your job, but though.
Yeah, maybe it's like I don't think she enjoys her job is what it sounds like.
But like, or like I
too
almost,
many customers have come in and pissed her off that it's like too far gone.
But it's also 11 a.m. like you've been on shift for 2 hours. I almost went out because he was like in the hallway struggling on his phone. I was gonna be like, hey, want me to help you book this appointment? Like this is what you do.
You would do that
because I just felt so bad. And on top of that, like I was there for the same reason as him and she put me right through. Like, it's just so rude. I really felt bad for the guy. But she did that, like, multiple times. Should I report her?
Well, also, people who have bad days, you never know.
I understand people have bad days, but I'm pretty hardcore. Like, I don't really care if you're having a bad day. It's your job. You better perform. And also, this is, like, aside from your job, you need to be kind.
No, it is true. I used to work in customer service full-time, and I feel like any time I would be, like, somewhat caught slipping and I might piss off a customer was like right after someone would have like yelled at me. Like I had instances in the past where like a customer has come in and be like, you're a effing bleep, just like some crazy lady.
That's true.
And I would like go like cry, and the next customer I help I'm very like shooken up.
No, that's true. But like, I watched her for 2 hours
can
so.
Really like.
Yeah, I also saw this video on Instagram where they're saying what it's like working in retail. So someone walks into your store and they're like, hi, how are you? And they're just like, hi. And they walk through and they're like making fun of customers. But from a customer's point of view,
you don't realize though.
I don't really want, like, I kind of, sometimes I'm in my zone and I just want to like, I'll let you know if I need help. But it's like, if I go into 20 stores, I'm like, hi.
I know, it's definitely, it's like a two-way thing because when I worked in customer service, they were like, you have to say hi to everyone. So I'd always say hi to everyone, but then they wouldn't always respond and I'd be like, what the heck? But then like when I'm a customer, I'm like, don't talk to me.
Yeah, no, right?
I'm like, I don't want to. But now I always say hi back because I know how they feel. But yeah. When I'm shopping, no, I don't want help. I don't have a question. If I do, I'll approach you. But then it's their job to ask if you want help. So like they have to or they'll get fired. It's like a whole thing.
Do you know what's the worst? When you walk into a store and they have a spiel. Like it's not just like, hi. It's like, hey, 20% off this, 80% off this, 70% off this. If you need change, it's over here. And I'm like, I'm looking for
my mom. Like, is my mom in here?
I have nothing to buy. Like, be quiet. Like,
what?
But how about, wait, what was I going to say? I forgot. I was really good, but I forgot.
What did you do this weekend?
On Friday, we moved for like 8 hours. Oh, so I got home, I was dead. And then I think that's like, it's hard to balance because you have like your everyday tasks that you have to do. And so when something new comes into the routine, like moving or redecorating, whatever the hell, if I do that all day, then like my tasks didn't get done. So Friday night, Saturday night, I was working. I was figuring out a lot of stuff.
worked this weekend.
Mostly bikini designs. This is like a really big time. We just
finished so many cute bikini designs coming.
So that's There's this one bikini
that like we're going away next week, and this bikini's coming later in the summer, but I literally want to like pack this bikini.
Wait, which one is it?
The purpley flower.
Oh.
I'm so excited for that one. You guys are going to love. Georgia is like very creative, but I always let her know which ones are going to go bonkers bananas. And this is one of the ones that's going to go bonkers.
Well, yeah, we do have a lot of cute stuff coming. We also have a lot of fun cover-ups coming.
It's all your designs.
Yeah, I'm super your biased. Taste. Yeah, it's
literally biased. Your taste. When we go for our trip next week, I am bringing a carry-on of just bikinis. I think I'm gonna bring about like 40 bikinis with me. How do you feel about that?
That's what I always do. Cindy's just getting onto this train, but I've always just had a separate suitcase for my bikinis. No,
I usually
bikinis.
Will like I always bring a lot, but I'll like vacuum pack it. I'm just bringing a whole on suitcase for bikinis and podcast stuff.
Yeah. So we decided that we're not going to Coachella this year.
Yeah, I don't like Coachella, so okay.
I think we've just gone too many. I've gone too many times.
Georgia used to love Coachella, and then I feel like last year, like we had fun, but I feel like you didn't love it. And then last year, I went for the first time. I enjoyed it. It was a good memory, but like it's not really my vibe.
It's changed, I think, from being like a fun festival with your friends to now it's like as many ads and companies are pouring in like all this money to create these like pop-ups and parties and stuff, and it's just kind of not as authentic anymore. Almost,
I find that stuff really, really overwhelming. Like, I don't like. It's kind of like it feels like Coachella is like a media event.
But yeah, exactly.
But I don't even know. Like, there's nothing media related I would be doing if I went to Coachella, but it just feels very like.
Yeah,
I don't like it. Like, I don't. It's too much. I get really overwhelmed, but I just feel like Coachella.
There are other festivals that we are very excited about that we do want to go to.
I was really overwhelmed at Coachella and just like out of my comfort zone. Like I just didn't feel like myself when I was there, and I don't know how to explain it.
I will say, okay, well, I mean, it's like Influencer Olympic.
I just like.
I will say there are really fun events though that go along with Coachella. Like some really big brands have their own separate like festivals, you could say, basically, and we are going to be going to some of those. We're going to be in Palm Springs for the whole month, so we are going to be doing a lot of fun stuff, but just not
some of those.
Yeah,
but in terms of like going to the actual festival, I don't even like the people that are performing too. I don't even.
Yeah, the lineup sucks.
I don't know who's performing.
But I don't think
actually.
Artists even want to perform there anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I think
Coachella
like,
is canceled.
Well, some people might have like. I feel like that might be someone's dream lineup.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
It's just, but yeah, no, last year, I'm glad that I went because that was my first time going, but I overall, like that was not really my favorite type of thing.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think even Georgia, I feel like you used to love it, and I don't think you had that much fun last year.
Yeah, no, I think also you have to, it's so difficult to figure it all out, and it's very expensive. Like, you wake up in the morning at your hotel, Airbnb, wherever you are, good luck trying to get to the grounds. Like, it's such a nightmare.
It's exhausting.
Finding a car, walking, like, it is exhausting, and like, I think when you pay for so much for that, like, it should be like a comfortable, fun experience where you're not like busting your booty to like figure out how to get in.
Actually, maybe we should talk about this a little bit. Not to say that we would never ever go again, but like Coachella is the most exhausting thing. You walk forever and ever. You can't like get an Uber. It's like surcharge mania. It's crazy.
You like have, even if you have a car that's picking you up, like they can't get down any of the roads to find you. Like explaining where you are is impossible. There's no service. You can't share your location.
There's so
you can't
many
send
people.
Text. There's no
porta potties. There's no Wi-Fi by Sunday. Everything's very expensive.
Pizza's like a slice of pizza is like $30. It's like very expensive.
The food's pretty yummy though.
And then even if you have like one of those VIP passes where you are on golf carts and stuff, because I had an artist pass one year, and so it's supposed to be so easy because you're on these golf carts, but like unless you are a pro navigator, you get lost behind the scenes of it all. Like how I don't even know where to drive in this golf cart. I don't know where to go. It's so massive. It feels like as big as downtown Vancouver.
Yeah. It's overwhelming. So much ground to cover. But yeah, Georgia and I are going to Palm Springs for a little bit, and Blueberry is going to join us. So she'll actually be either episode 10, 11, 12, like she'll probably join us for a couple episodes. So she'll be on the podcast.
Yes.
And then I'm trying to convince Georgia to go to Universal Studios with me. We've already been before, but I find that stuff kind of fun. Like,
well, how long is the drive though?
It'll be 2 hours away, but I think it's like a fun thing to do because we're there for so long. I actually find like little rides and stuff fun. So I think that could be a fun activity.
Driving there does not sound fun.
Brad will drive.
Will he though?
Yeah. Hey Brad, will you drive?
He has work during the day.
By the way, Brad always listens to this podcast. So hey Brad, what's going on?
Cindy, he has work during the day.
Brad.
So we wouldn't be able to go until 2.
Okay, so on our Instagram, Strawberry Milk Pod, I told you guys to ask some questions. So we're gonna work through some of them right now.
Is there any other
advice on being a single girly in my 20s? Enjoy it. You get your entire life to be married and not single. So I think your 20s is a great time to be single. And when it's meant to happen, it'll happen.
Yeah, I would just like focus on yourself, level up on all the ways that you can and be the best version of yourself.
And stop thinking about it like, oh my God, I'm single. Well, like, no, you're not. Just shh. Like, I feel like it's not a huge thing. I feel like sometimes people focus in a lot about like their relationship status, but it's not relevant. Like, wait until you meet someone you want to date. Would you rather date someone you don't want to date and then not be single?
Yeah, I think it can't be your whole personality trait that you're single. Like, it's all good. Let's focus on some other things.
Yeah, this is like your prime. Just have fun.
Yeah, 20s is until your Saturn return.
Life advice for young girls. I would think for young girls, I would say my number one piece of advice, and I'm still young, just so you know, but I would say that you need try to maintain as much perspective as you can. Always think bigger picture. Don't let stupid little things get you down. Remember the big journey. Stay grateful and always ask yourself, is this going to matter in a month? And usually it won't.
These are like pretty big questions.
Yeah.
And we're kind of just glazing over them with big answers.
No, so let's talk about it. What's advice you would give? Like if you could go back in time.
Can you give me some advice that's not an IKEA quote on a poster?
I was just at IKEA today. Okay, life advice for young girls. Okay, well, here's how I live my life. I think that you get one life and you don't want to live with regret. I always tell my friends, don't let one big life moment make you realize what you have. Like, don't make it get to a point where something negative has to happen so that you can realize how lucky you were. Be grateful right now. Young girls, love your body. It's the best it's ever going to look right now, so enjoy it.
Oh, that is so true. It's the best it's ever going to look, so be naked.
And you'll look beautiful forever, but like so many like older women who are also just as beautiful, they'll always be like, "I wish I appreciated my body."
Yeah.
Love your body. This is what you get. Embrace it. You're beautiful, and I think that's really important.
Totally. I think that's a really big question. You have to, it's like, in what aspect? Advice for 20-year-olds, like career-wise, like relationship-wise, family-wise. I think if you just want general answers like Simi, then I think that everyone needs to be kinder. Everyone is just so judgmental and rude.
You'll never regret being kind.
Like, just be understanding to everybody's different perspective. Everybody's in a different place in their life and they think different ways, and I think I always am just working on understanding. Like, when people say things to me about anything, I always am like, okay, why are they thinking that way? Like, what perspective do they have that I maybe don't? And I think I've gotten really good at that recently. So I think spreading kindness. But I would also say that just go to the beat of your own drum. Like, figure out what you love to do. Don't chase money. Like, chase passion.
Yep.
So even with everything we do, it's like, what are we interested in doing? Like, our bikinis were not selling at first, and we just love doing them. And to this day, it doesn't feel like a job. And it's not easy to figure out what that is.
Yeah.
We have lots of young people that work with us on our team. I mean, we're young as well, so we like to work with people our age, but lots of them are like, Georgia, I don't know what I want to do with my life. Like, this is really fun, but I also wish I was like super passionate about something like you. And I think, don't be so hard on yourself, because most people don't know what they want to do. I mean, look at me 2 years ago. I was in school to be a teacher. So yeah, it's okay to not know yet. I
think what's important, though, is you don't have to know what you're doing, but you should be happy. Like, you shouldn't be miserable with what you are doing, because then there needs to be a change. But if you're at a job and you like your job and you're not too sure if that's what you want to do, because I feel like even in my past job, I feel like I had this moment sometimes and I was like, is this my long-term plan? I don't know. All I knew is that I really loved my job and I was going to stay there. And then you don't have to figure out everything right now.
I would say also to get a new job every year, no matter what, like even if you love your job, I would say get a new job, because the more jobs you get, the more people you meet, the more experiences you have, you're going to just like, you, as many different types of experiences you can have in your 20s when you're able to just get new jobs all the time, I would do that. And it's just going to bring you on new waves. Like, I remember when I worked at Cactus Club, I would meet so many businessmen that would come in on their lunchtime and they would try to always like poach the servers to work for them for whatever business they were starting. Mm-hmm. And that made me realize that I was interested in marketing. And then, so then I quit Cactus and I got a job for marketing. And like, it just goes, every single time you get, you work in a new place, you meet new people, you learn about their walks of life, you just figure out things about yourself. So if you feel lost, I feel like that could be a starting point for you.
You also, every job you collect is like little life lessons and you can apply that. So like, now that we're like running Strawberry Milk Mob, we can apply all the stuff we've learned and like the managers that we've looked up to, and like applying those characteristics into like running our own thing. It's like, the more you know, like collect as much knowledge as you can.
Yeah, like I've been a server, I've been a receptionist, I've worked in retail. What else have I done? I worked at a seniors
home.
I worked at a pancake house. I worked back of kitchen. I've worked front of kitchen. I've worked, yeah, it's just every single one, I still take lessons from them on a daily basis working with Strawberry Milk Mob. And I just think that's really important to do. Me and Linda would always do that.
What about young girls, and what would you say to a young girl who hates herself?
I would say that's really silly, because that's all you got.
Okay, so what if I come to you and I go, Georgia, like, I'm just having a moment. I really just hate myself. What would you say to me?
I would just say that that's just so silly, because first of all, no one cares about you. No one is looking at you. Yeah. No one is thinking about you. Like, no one cares about you. People only care about themselves. And when you're walking down the street and you feel like you look stupid, like, no one is looking at you, because everybody is so obsessed with themselves. So I think that's the first thing. It kind of puts less pressure on you, at least when I think about it. And that's just so silly to hate yourself. Like, why? I don't know. Like, what if I said that to you? Say, I feel so ugly and I hate myself. You would think it's silly. It's just as silly for you.
No, yeah, I would. I'd be like, how can we figure this out? I think the number one thing, I feel like it's really hard being a young girl right now. Like, imagine, I don't know. I feel like
it is.
It is hard.
The people that we look up to, like, it's so fake. I feel
like there's a lot of standards. I feel like,
yes,
there is a lot of, like, for men and women, there is a beauty standard. Like, everyone is like, everyone's always yapping about looks.
Yeah, and I would say,
that can put a lot of pressure on people, especially when you're young. And
I would say it's not normal to blow up on social media and have 500,000 followers, 1 million followers, 7 million followers. That's not a normal thing. And every once in a while, people get lucky and they get a bunch of followers and they get to live this life, and then millions of young girls watch them and think that that's normal. But it's not normal. Those lifestyles are not normal, and I don't think that you should compare yourself to them. Because I think of, so like, I look at Kylie Jenner, I love her, I look at everything she wears, she does, and I sometimes compare, like, my social, like, when she's out with her friends on a private jet, like, I'll compare my own social life to hers. And I have to remind myself, like, Georgia, you don't have a private jet. You're not Kylie Jenner. But, like, they normalize it. You look at Stassi, baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's important to remember, like, that isn't normal. Like, maybe
you also
watch someone else who's not normal.
You also have to know, like, what you want for yourself. And, like, you just, I feel like when you're, like, just do as much work on yourself as you can. Look within, journal, ask yourself what you like, what makes you happy, what do you love about yourself, and like focus on yourself as much as you can, because the more you focus on other people, it'll make you unhappy.
Yeah, I don't chase, I attract. I don't chase, I attract. I saw a really
funny meme about that. But yeah, so I feel like I gave so many splatters of advice, but
but I don't want to give like cheesy advice. I want it to be like kind of more specific, but I would just say,
but you have to remember, not everyone always has like sisters giving them advice, so it actually is.
Well, I feel like everybody knows be positive.
Well,
you literally said be positive.
Well, some people don't know that.
What advice would you give?
Some people don't. Be positive. Some people don't always hear that, though. I'm telling you, not everyone has like guidance like that.
Nothing is that deep, you guys. Like nothing. Just do what makes you happy. I just think that. Yeah,
like,
I'm really.
I feel like life can get real serious. I always say this. I've said this for years. Don't let something crazy happen to go, oh my God, I didn't realize how chill my life was before, and now it's hell. Like, you know what I mean? Appreciate right now. Like, look around at your issues, and if your biggest issue is what you're going to wear tomorrow, you are chilling.
Mm-hmm.
You're chilling.
I always think about that quote that's like, you don't appreciate what you have once you get it. Like, you want something so badly. Like, you want that purse so bad, yeah. And then once you get it, you want something else so bad. But it's like, appreciate you finally got that thing that you wanted for so long.
Yeah, you have to take moments and like celebrate. And I always say this too, like, celebrate birthdays, celebrate holidays, celebrate everything, because that's why we're here. We're here to celebrate. We're not here to just like, I don't know, hang out with your friends, call your mom.
So I thought it was really interesting. Sabrina made a TikTok the other day that was saying all women are witches.
I am
so taken back by that, because I am a witch, but I didn't know other people felt this way too.
There's no way you guys all have the witchy powers I do.
No, Sid, you have witchy powers, I have powers too.
I'm witchier than you though.
No, our witchy vibes are different.
I'm more psychic than you.
I can read people better than you.
No, you can't.
I think I can.
I'm really good at reading people.
You are really good at it, but I think we like there. Okay, I can't put my finger on what it is, but we have very different witch vibes. But we're both very witchy. Because I can just sense, like, I can literally sense that. This is gonna sound like the weirdest thing ever, but before I went viral on TikTok, I have all these journal entries where I was like, something really big is coming for me. I know that sounds so weird, but I'm not joking.
I believe you.
And like, there was nothing going on in my life at that time, I remember. And I was like kind of sad, but I just had this feeling in the back of my head that was like, don't worry, like something so amazing is coming. And it wasn't as clear as that. It was like, there's a wave of something coming, but the feelings I had about it were like positive.
No, and I knew that. That can also be manifestation though. Like, I always talked about my past. Yeah, I don't know.
It was stronger than that. I've never felt something as strong as this. And it went on for like 8 months. And then I just look back at like, because I read my journal entries in the back that were old. And I'm like, wow, this, like, I had no idea it would be something like this. Like, to have my own brand, like, that's crazy. So anyways,
no, I think I'm...
Moral of the story is I'm a witch.
I think I can pick up on like bad energies really fast. Like, I sometimes... Like, okay, sometimes this is where it goes wrong with like guys, because like red flags, I can sometimes like physically feel ill.
Stop.
No, I'm being serious.
Stop.
Like, I literally, like, I like physically, I'm like, oh my God, like, I can't be around you. Like, I feel gloom and dark.
Really?
And like, they haven't done anything. And I just like can feel bad energy. And then it's like, you know how people be like, oh, ignore the red flags, like, I physically can't.
But I'm also thinking of specific people that have been in our life before that you were like, I love them so much. Well, and then
if I was that good of a witch, I would do full time, okay? But there have been moments where I have been spot on the dot. Like, I usually am pretty good. Remember you used to ask me psychic things?
Yeah, no, you're definitely a witch. I know you are. But I'm just saying, I'm too. You don't give me that much credit for my witchness.
Well, you've never shown me so,
like,
much stuff.
I can read people so well. Cindy can...
I think read people too, though.
No, you can. But, like, if someone walks in and, like... Even if it's me or you, like, to each other, we know instantly, like, if someone was, like, crying, if someone was, like, upset,
yeah,
if something was wrong.
Emotion.
Like, yeah. So the question is, I want you guys to like write in the DMs and stuff, do you guys have witch vibes like us? Because Sabrina's making me think that it wasn't just me and that all women have this ability. So let me know.
Yeah, I thought I was like a genius. I'm going to be kind of upset.
So on another note, I ordered IMAX for our office. which I'm just so Georgia excited about. Georgia got me a
purple one.
It arrived. It just arrived.
Wait, really?
That's what arrived, yeah.
I'm peeing my pants.
So I'm
But my
so,
desk isn't here yet.
You can set it up on the other one for now. We should go do that afterwards. But I'm so excited, you guys, because I freaking love my iMac Apple. I have all of your products. Shout out to you. I am really excited about this. I ordered every single color. So the office is going to be just like so cute with like this little orange, so purple, pink. I have the pink one. Cindy's always the purple sister.
And then we're going to set Tom and Deanna up.
Yeah, I also really went overboard. So we have to create. So if you guys watch our TikToks, you know we have this new office space. And I actually ran into this cute girl in the mall yesterday. And she was like, oh my God, how's the new office space?
Aww.
So we have to build out everything that's in it. We're going to be creating some sort of like a kitchen staff area, obviously. And I don't know what came over me.
Oh my gosh. There.
Literally.
Wait, don't. We should leave it as a surprise almost. But you ordered a lot.
Really? A surprise?
Wait, I kind of want them. I want you guys to see like the actual vlog once it's all finished. But like, Georgia it's got some cute. Really cute stuff. And she has this whole plan.
It's very cute.
It's just nice because everyone was like happy in the office before. But I just feel like now everyone really has like their spot. I kind of want to get people little name tags on their desks. And
yeah,
it just feels like really, just feels nice. It's like,
we're just like, I feel like, okay, well, at least for me, but whenever I was growing up, I always had this dream when I'm watching like Devil Wears Prada and I'm watching all these movies, I'm like, I can't wait to have my office job. And I didn't know what it would be or what it would look like, but we're living that right now.
Yeah,
it's the crazy. Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, no, it's so
like this
cool.
is it. This is real.
I know this is this could be this, this is real. No, I actually think it is so cool. I can't wait. And I also am just excited that like everyone too that's like working here, like I'm excited that we can make like work fun for them too, to have like, I'm like, hey guys, like check out the IMAX. And I don't even think they care. They're like, okay, Sid,
we care more for sure.
But like, I'm so excited for them too.
Yeah, no, our team is really killing it right now. I think we should give a little update about our eyelashes. People have been commenting on my videos.
I thought you were done.
Well, I can't decide, you guys, because my lashes are basically gone now and I just feel like a naked mole rat. And so I booked an appointment, but I don't know if I'm going to show up to it or not. Where are you at with that?
Well, here's what happened. Okay, well, it's funny because I looked in the mirror.
I do feel
the other night. It's just different. Like, it's just, I'm like fine. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm always just like, yo, you're beautiful, Sid. But like, I'm like, you could look a little better though.
Do you know what's in style now? What's in style is 2012. That's
okay,
what's
in style.
Okay, but
what's in style for me is being a badass bleep, and that might require eyelashes. No, I almost went blonde. I made a TikTok today. I'm thinking about going blonde.
That. Don't do that.
I know I'll regret it, but I also know that like it would be such a moment. Like, are you? If I went, I would be so off the rails if I went blonde. I just know that it would be like.
Wait, Sid. I think you're really perfect brunette. I don't think you're a blonde.
No, I actually
think of your eyebrows.
I'm gonna let the sun just like do its thing.
Yeah, that'll look better.
But I kind of I'm thinking of getting a ball. Oh my god, can we talk about the Noah Kahan concert? Best concert ever. Okay, sorry.
I didn't really know all
Wait,
the
no,
words.
Should we talk about eyelashes? So sorry, I'm like really bouncing around.
Just, I want to hear what you guys think. Like, can you guys give me some input? Should I get my lashes back or should I stop? I can't decide. I just think they're out of style now. Like, no one has them.
Okay, but that's so not you either to do what people are doing now.
I know, but my beauty standards are affected by societal expectations. Like, right?
I don't know where I really do like them, and it's like, I hate putting on mascara.
Yeah,
that's a huge thing for me. But I did look in the mirror the other day and I was kind of like, oh my god, Sid, like I feel like I looked different. It was like little me.
Yeah, that's how I feel as well. I feel like little me.
I know, and it's kind of beautiful. Like I actually looked in the mirror and I was like, oh my god, I look like 14-year-old Sid. And I kind of was like, oh my god, Sid, like you look so beautiful. I got kind of like emotional. I was like, you are so cute. Like, hi, I haven't seen you in a while. But then I was like, anyways, back to the streets, like booked my appointment.
Anyways.
She is so, like that 14-year-old Sid is so slay.
That's actually how I felt as well.
But, oh, you know what happened is our mom was like, oh, don't bother. You're going to end up just getting them again. So
yeah,
Georgia and I both went home and booked appointments.
Yeah, my mom was like, knock it off. Get your lashes back. Yeah. Is she trying to tell us we look ugly?
I think she was, maybe. She's like, oh, relax.
I'll have to talk to her about that.
I will say though, like, it's kind of nice rubbing your eyes.
It is nice. It is nice. It is. And I can wash my face.
Oh my gosh.
No, it is nice. It's nice not caring about them. Like, they low-key add pressure in my life. Yeah,
they look like crap right now. I'm ripping them off, giving them to people as I walk past them on the street. Here, do you want an eyelash? Here, it's eyelash. I don't care about these. I'm free. And then I look in the mirror and I go, maybe once I'm in a relationship, I'll stop getting them. I'm just so crazy. Before you know, I'm going to stop wearing deodorant, too. If you don't want me at my stink.
Stink, yes, you don't get me at my best.
Oh, you think I have to wash my hair? No, I'm done. Wait until you see 5-year-old Sid. I would never. Anyways. Whoa.
Anyways, that one really got us going.
The Noah Kahan concert was the best concert I've ever been to. If you're thinking about going, please go. I love him so much. Like, I love his music, but I also just, he gives like genuine human being vibes, and I love a genuine human being, so I love him. And I want him to just be the biggest artist in the whole world. I love him.
Okay, he was a very good performer. I do like him already, but I do listen to a couple more of his songs since seeing him.
His music is so beautiful.
It is.
It's actually kind of crazy, though, if you think about it. Like, artists really go out there and, like, expose themselves. They're, like, basically make a song out of their diary, and then, like, the whole world sings it.
You could never, Sid. That's your worst nightmare.
No, but those would be bangers. Don't look at me and pretend that you've never tried to write a song before.
I love that. I love doing that type of thing, for sure.
Have you tried writing a song?
Yeah, I've tried.
Let's hear a couple lines.
No, have you not? Yours would be more. Wait, of a maybe Swift
we should
vibe.
All write a song for next episode. We both have to write a song.
No, it's neat. Okay. Do we have any other questions?
Oh, jealous of a little healthy competition. How does Georgia and Brad keep this little something between them?
I've touched on this before, but you gotta have your own life. You gotta focus on yourself. You can't be like so focused in on your relationship. Like, your relationship will naturally happen because you are succeeding and doing amazing and focusing on how to be the best version of yourself constantly while he is as well. And then together you guys are just gonna be like attracted to each other. But I think the second, like, a lot of breakups that I hear about when my friends are going through them, it's because either one of you guys is so obsessed with the relationship, it has nothing else going on, like no social life, barely interested in their job. Like, you know what I mean? You have to be doing more. You have to be more than just your relationship. And I think that's what keeps, I think that's a very big key to a strong relationship.
I also, to be honest, like, I feel like in the stage of life I'm in right now, I can't be in a relationship because I wouldn't be more than my relationship.
Wait, Cindy, yeah, you would.
No, like, not in, like, it'd be my fault. Like, I think that if I was dating someone right now, I would, like, revolve too much around them.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Because I kind of, like, I have a very much, like, ride or die mentality. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, I think about this all the time. I was like, I cannot date someone right now because they will literally sidetrack my whole life.
I mean, yeah, I could see that happening to you.
For sure. So I'm just like, so I reject them on the date.
No, but I also will say, like, I wasn't looking or ready for a relationship either.
But you're much more stable mind.
Yeah, true.
Like, I don't want to, like, meet anyone for, like, another couple of years.
Well, you're on the right track. Yeah. You are on the right track, Missy.
Oh, yeah. Favorite places to go and do things around Vancouver. I feel like there aren't a lot of places to really do things.
You can rent electric scooters on the seawall.
Seawall is really fun.
Down by Cole Harbour, you can rent scooters, and it's kind of a fun date night.
Granville,
I do it all the time.
Island. Oh, where did we go on Granville Island the other night? That was actually so lovely.
Sandbar.
We hadn't been in a while. To be honest, I don't know if I've ever been. My mom just kept saying we haven't been in a while, so I'm kind of like going with that. I'm like, I've never been here, bitch. No. But I was like, yeah, it's really changed. Like, what is she talking about? Must have been like pre-eyelash. BE before eyelash. But we went to Sandbar. It was lovely. Really lovely.
It was really lovely. It was like white tablecloths, candles, really cute. It was like full too. Live piano player.
It was free too. My mom paid, but
that would be a key day night. I for sure want to go there with Brad. So tonight, I'm so excited, you guys, because we are going to, drum roll please,
Mott 32. Oh my gosh. Soup dumplings? Yes.
Spicy soup dumplings.
Oh, okay. My God. Hot and sour soup.
Is this, what is it, Sunny? Chinese food? And it's super bougie and it's like so unnecessary, but they use the cleanest, freshest ingredients to make the best food.
Let's get this right. High-end Chinese dishes. Mott 32 is a high-end restaurant featuring innovative Chinese dishes and craft cocktails in an airy modern space.
Not like you've been there 50 times. You don't need to Google what it is.
I'm not. I want to give.
I'm just so excited. First of all, they have the best cocktails. Okay. I would say, actually, it wouldn't be good for a night out because you'd be way too full after you leave. But they also are right beside that bar. What's the bar called? In the lobby bar.
Oh, I don't know what the name of it is.
It's a pretty fun bar.
I've seen it get pretty like bumping on the weekends though.
What's the club?
Well, Mansion is upstairs.
Oh, Mansion. You guys know Mansion Club. So downstairs is Mott 32.
Yeah.
I just feel like no one knows about Mott 32 and it's bombdiggity.com.
I don't
always
see people go.
It's so good. They have... I mean, check out my TikTok and look at what I get.
Spicy soup dumplings. I... love
the Peking duck, also hot so bomb soup. They cut it up right in front of you.
They have good cocktails.
You can dress up like the best. The things that Cindy and I love, I will say, it is very pricey, but I think it's worth it, especially because they just have such a pretty atmosphere. And Cindy and I love when you can like dress up for the restaurant because you are paying like a top dollar to go out.
That's
in
just
the first
what we
place.
Like to spend our money on.
Yeah, exactly. Why are we like defending ourselves right now?
Because I'm like, they're gonna go look at the prices and be like, no.
But it's so much fun. I'm so, should we go to Mansion afterwards too?
What, yeah, totally. It? Let's get crazy at
on
Mansion.
Tuesday.
Let's get crazy.
Let's go there
at Mansion.
So I'm really excited about that.
That reminds me, shout out to Jennifer at Hello Goodbye.
Jennifer. I heard about you.
Shout out to Jennifer.
And how was Hello Goodbye?
You know why I think I like it? It reminds me of like Toronto nightclubs.
Wait, do they still have ice cream sandwiches there?
What, Jennifer? No, wait, what?
Yeah, Hello Goodbye does ice cream sandwiches. It's on the menu. They're really good. I haven't been there for like 8 months though.
It's a nightclub.
I know. It's like a thing they do.
Where do you order that? Like, I've never seen a menu. I just order shots.
Okay, well, they might have taken it off because I haven't been for 8 months, but I remember they have ice cream sandwiches. There's like three flavors and they make them in-house and they...
Hello Goodbye, where you go downstairs.
Yeah, I know. It's like so random, but you ask them and they have them in the freezer. They're like wrapped up. And they just bring them to your table. I've had them like so many times. They used to have them at Hotel Belmont too. But then they stopped that.
Oh, I remember Belmont having those.
Yeah, but Hello Goodbye had them for longer.
Oh my God, I popped by the Belmont too. Why is it?
I don't mind it.
Why is it always empty? Can we talk?
Yeah, why is it? I think it's because you're going so early.
Maybe. Okay, yeah, let's.
No, but yeah. You know what? Let's talk about this. Why are the nightclubs in Vancouver always empty? Why is it not fun? They used to be really full when I was 21. And everything's just going
maybe
downhill now.
It's kind of... No, because I'm always out pretty late. I mean, Hello Goodbye is always pretty busy, you know?
Did you have to wait very long to get in? Like, the lines are always stupid and then it's empty.
Sometimes... Not a Hello Goodbye. Not sometimes. So I just find that maybe people stop going out.
Like, is everyone stopping going out?
There's always lines, but then they, like... There's just a weird dynamic in Vancouver.
Right?
I don't know.
Let
I feel
the
like
people in to the club.
Yeah.
Is it that hard? Like, let them in. They showed up to your business establishment and they want to go in. Like, what? Why do they make you wait out line like that? In other cities, it's not like that.
Well, they're not like, oh yeah, just a couple minutes, like, please wait. Like, in Toronto, sometimes there's lines, but they're like genuine lines. I find in Vancouver, they like want you to line up and they're like, they're kind of like annoyed you're there.
Yeah.
Every time I go to a club in Vancouver, they're like, we're gonna have to let these people in, like, let's see if we can wait them out. Like, that's how I feel every time.
I agree. It's okay, that's, you're wording it better than me, because it's true, there's lines everywhere, but specifically Vancouver, they're like, why are you here? And then on top of that, they're like rinsing you at the door for how much it is to get in.
Yeah.
And then you get in and you are literally the first one there. Like, there's nobody there.
Yeah, I agree. But to me, I don't mind waiting. Like, I'll wait in a line. I don't like when I feel like
they're mad that
they're,
we're there.
They're like mad. Every time I go, they're like, oh my.
Like, yeah, like, I'm like, think I'm so about sorry. Our pop-up. Think about when we had people waiting in line at our pop-up and we would go out there, we'd give them pizza, we'd constantly say hi, we'd be like, thank you so much for waiting. Like, why don't clubs do that? right? Like, we're giving you business.
Well, because they don't even need a line. They just, like, I don't think they even want us there.
Pretty sure they do.
Well, I also think that, like, Vancouver isn't a very, like, party city.
It was when I was young.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it always feels a little cliquey out in Vancouver.
Yeah, it's just the mentality is weird. I agree. It makes me feel weird. Like, I feel like I'm not supposed to be here.
I never feel welcomed.
Yeah. I feel like I feel uncomfortable standing there.
Yeah, I feel like I was. It's like a club I'm not a part of.
It's not like I'm in line at Starbucks. Like, it's not like I'm in line for anything else. Like, they make you feel weird. You guys, it is Tuesday at 2:30 p.m., so Sydney needs to get editing this as soon as she can.
So that I can go eat my soup dumplings.
I'm going to go set up the computers.
We've got so much restocking this month. We've got a new office vlog coming. We've got video coming. We have a podcast set. Podcast set coming.
We're dropping so many new swimsuits.
Oh, I just bought a vlogging camera, so now you get strawberry and coconut vlogs.
Oh, God.
What else?
We're dropping a lot of new swimsuits in April. We're going to a couple different really fun events in April. So, yeah, there's a lot to tune in on, and we're really excited.
So, thanks for tuning in. Like, subscribe. Please encourage us.
Reviews.
Or we're going to stop doing the podcast.
If you guys please encourage us. We need encouragement. We need 5-star reviews and comments. Okay, love you guys so much, and we'll see you next Tuesday in our video room.
Okay, bye.